Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
So before I tell you all about this Vanderpump Rules spinoff, I want to give you a little update on that Shawn Mendes single that he dropped this week. So his fans are really divided on how to feel about this single because, of course, there's all those Canadian wildfires happening. So all the smoke is coming down to like New York City and the surrounding area. And the smoke is so bad that I actually read somewhere that if you breathe it for 24 hours, it's like the same as smoking like 6 cigarettes. It's terrible. So he took it, well, maybe his team took it as an opportunity to market this new single called What the Hell Are We Dying For?
They're like, what a coincidence that he has this song and these wildfires have brought this smoke into New York City, making it look apocalyptic.
Yes. So he posted like a photo of the One World Trade Center. And I said in the last break, it was the Empire State Building. You can't see through the fog. It's actually the One World Trade Center. And he has the song title on it. And everyone's like, okay, well, you're marketing it as like this gung-ho, climate change ballad. But the lyrics are like, this sounds like it's a love song about Camila Cabello.
What?
So the lyrics say, smoke in the air, the city's burning down. I want to speak, but I don't make a sound. Locked in my mind, you're all I think about. I want to save us, but I don't know how. And like, you're telling me that's a song about Shawn Mendes wanting to be like a climate change superhero and not about like missing his boo, Camila, who he's now broken up with.
Yeah, no, this was just, this was very convenient.
Yes.
He tried to use the pollution in the city as a metaphor of love.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
It feels especially gross when you realize, I just looked it up, 14,000 people in Canada have been evacuated from their homes.
Oh, God.
Because of these wildfires. But go off on your new single, Shawn.
Yeah. We love you, Shawnee, but this was not the right move. But anyway, in a little bit lighter news, if you love Vanderpump Rules, there's going to be a new show coming to Hulu. If you're obsessed with the Vanderpump Rules Scandal Ball, you're going to have more to watch because they're getting this new show that kind of sounds like, if you've ever seen Below Deck on Bravo, It sounds like it's going to be that, but mixed with like Lisa Vanderpump's entire cast of like crazy characters. It's going to be called Vanderpump Villa. It's going to take place in a luxurious French villa. And the show is going to follow the villa's staff members as they live and work together. And of course, I'm sure drama is going to ensue.
Gotcha. So it's not going to be the current cast of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
It's going to be a completely different cast in the French Riviera, but under the same guys.
Yeah, like the same franchise, like another Marvel movie, but instead of superheroes, it's it's Lisa Vanderpump's staff member.
So I saw the cover of Glamour, that because Ariana Maddox is the Glamour cover girl, and I can't, like, obviously, you would never want somebody to go through, especially publicly, what she went through with her significant other of 9 years cheating on her with her best friend. Like, that's like the worst of the worst when it comes to infidelity. But I feel like this infidelity might be the best thing that's ever happened to her.
At least her bank account.
For her bank account, absolutely. Because do you think she would have been on the cover of Glamour if it hadn't been for Scandoval?
Maybe something else had happened, but definitely not just for being on Vanderpump Rules.
I feel like that's the way to turn a negative into a positive when you have something so horrific happen in your life. And instead of letting the negativity take the narrative, you take control and turn it into something positive. And I really feel like that's what she's done here.
I mean, if I get cheated on and it turned into a glow up, I wouldn't be so mad about that.
But then the problem, and I can see because watching the Vanderpump Rules reunion and how Tom navigates conversations and also Raquel, I could see them almost being the narcissist that they are, taking ownership of the fact that Ariana has all this newfound glory and attention and fame because of what they did.
Oh, of course they would do that.
You're welcome.
Right? But can you not see somebody like that doing something?
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. I think Tom has suffered enough. I mean, everything he did was abhorrent, wrong, but like the internet is doing plenty of punishing for him. So I think even if he does feel that way, like Mans is still down and out, because also Ariana got like this really funny brand deal with Duracell. So on the show, there's like this funny callback to like a scene where Tom is like, just yelling at how like, oh, Ariana sucks and like she doesn't appreciate anything I do and like there's batteries in the drawer because of me. And so then Ariana now has this brand deal with the battery company Duracell where she's like now getting her bag because of this awful thing that Tom said about her on the show. So I'm real happy for her. I think she needs to take this all the way to the bank as long as she can. She's also in a Lifetime movie, which I didn't even know that she acted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's playing a police officer in some story about like two parents trying to like buy their daughter back from like a sex trafficking ring. It's really dark, but it's going to be on Lifetime.
She could be in a Lifetime movie about her real life.
I know, right?
Just do that.
Her real life is a Lifetime movie.
It is a Lifetime movie.
Do you remember the last time like a TV infidelity took hold of a nation like this?
Oh, God.
Because it has been everywhere and incessant. It hasn't been like a 5 minutes, like, you know, your 5 minutes of fame kind of thing. I feel like this has just been nonstop.
I feel like this isn't TV, but the last time I remember people so obsessed with an infidelity is Brad and Angelina.
Oh, I was going to say Tiger Woods and
Elin.
Yes.
Nordigan.
Yeah. I was 8 years old and I'm like, Tiger, how could you? For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.